Chapter 23.
"So we opened up on the guys we saw," Monica was saying. The smell of disinfectant mingled with that of insect repellent hung in the air. "We cut down a few of them, and then we looked upstream and saw the whole damn Kong army coming at us. The way we figured, we had to split or die right there. Yo, man, Johnson wanted to go down right there."
"How did they get you?"
The morphine wasn't helping the leg at all. I kept having flashes of me in a wheelchair or on crutches.
"We laid down a few bursts, threw some grenades and made a run for it," Monaco said. "They took cover, but they didn't return fire. I think they thought we were in advance patrol or something. They didn't know if they should come after us or bug out. Brunner figured that they thought we knew their size. They sent out a couple of squads after us. I got hit with something and I went down just when the choppers landed. I got stunned or something. Then I look up and see the choppers leaving. And I know I've had it, right?"
"You must have really freaked out."
"I started praying to God and to St. Jude," Monaco said. "I mean, some heavy praying. I'm making all kinds of promises, too. You know, get me out of this one, and I'm gonna be so cool for the rest of my life it won't be funny."
"I thought I was the only one making all the promises," I said.
"If God gets even half the promises we've been laying down, the USA is going to be holier than the Vatican," Monaco said. "Anyway, I stayed near the pickup zone all night in case they came back for me. Maybe I dozed off, I don't even remember. When it got light, I hear this noise. And then I saw the machine guns and I know the Kongs got my ass. Every time I move a finger, they lay down a burst right near me. The Kongs started talking to me in English. I was so scared, I couldn't even think of nothing except dying."
"What'd they say to you?"
"They say, 'Hey, G.I., how about some chuhoy?'"
Monaco started to cry.
"Then I just sat there waiting for them to kill me."
The dust-off choppers had taken us to Chulai. They had rushed Pee-wee right into surgery, and I was waiting to go in. A medic had come in and examined my leg. I had asked him how it looked, and he said I would be okay. I imagined him saying the same thing 100 times a day to 100 guys. I was in the hospital. There were guys on both sides of the corridor. A guy across from me was twisting and screaming. The right side of his head was bandaged, and so was the lower part of his face. We all had tags, and the doctors would come out, check our tags, and then take us into surgery.
"What's my tag say?"
I asked Monaco. He got up and looked at it.
"Fracture wound, simple projectile, type O."
"It doesn't say anything about amputation, does it?"
"Nah."
"That's good,"
I said, straining to see Monaco's face to see if he was telling the truth.
"Hey, Perry, I got a split,"
he said. He was crying again.
"I've been sitting here trying to think of something to say about, you know, you and Pee-wee saving my life and all."
"No big deal, man," I said. "We all got lucky."
"No, I was dead, Perry. I was actually sitting there with that Kong gun right on my ass and I was dead. You know, when it went down, when you and Pee-wee opened up on the gun, it was like I was brought back to life. I was dead and I was brought back to life again."
"We're all dead over here, Monaco," I said. "We're all dead and just hoping that we come back to life when we get into the world again."
"Yeah."
He patted me on the arm. Somebody called my name and I looked up. It was the doctor. He came and started wheeling me into the operating room. Monaco held my hand until the doctor, rolling the gurney I was on, pulled it from his hand. I had never been in love before. Maybe this was what it was like, the way I felt for Monaco and Pee-wee and Johnson and the rest of my squad. I hoped this was what it was like.